Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
So Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, having a great visit with our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the co-founder and the co-CEO of Housewares America. You see her on, remind me, which shopping network, HSN?
HSN.
Yeah.
But you can find me all the time at debbiemeyer.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. All her good products and more to come, I'm sure. And a book coming out coming up in the future. I'm going to tease you about it a little bit, folks. So you'll be looking forward to that. You're going to have something under a billion people listening to you right now, Debbie, who can't wait for your book. So you have to get that out there. We're talking about defining your business, folks. We're talking about beyond the idea for a business. How do you define your business? And in the first segment, we talked about the fact that, you know, you better get defined pretty well, because your cash flow is going to require it. And then in this segment, let's talk a little bit more about the idea of your business. The way we defined it in the last segment. Let's continue that a little bit, Debbie.
Well, you know, when I talk to people about their businesses, they call me and ask me questions. I'm always trying to pick out, because people are not very articulate sometimes about what exactly they see their problems are. They know what they think they know what their strengths are, and they start talking about what they've done and what they haven't done and why doesn't this work and why doesn't that work. And you know, I kind of break it down into some very particular bullet points almost. And because most people have they know what they want to achieve, and they know what their idea is, or they know what their product already is, and they are not accelerating that idea or product or whatever it is they're trying to sell. You have to get the most out of every single opportunity that presents itself or that you create for the opportunity. And unless you're moving the game piece forward all the time, lateral is okay sometimes because that happens, but you can't be going backwards. So you have to do a whole lot of influencing the market. You have to influence people to think that they want what you have.
How do you talk to us about how you would do that? What are some ideas that you have that when you talk about influencing? We all know what that means, but we might not know what that looks like when you apply it to a business strategy.
When you're applying it to the business strategy, you're actually asking, you know, you're actually asking people to part with money.
Right.
Why should they part with money and give it to you? Well, I was listening to your previous segment when you were talking about a car company talking about what they provide.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about them? Everyone's trying to be different about something. In my case, I'm talking about being the same. I'm the same person that they are. I am coming to them.
You're talking about connection then.
Trusting, being the trusted person they come to for solutions to the problems they find in and around the home. That's, you know, so you have to define what influence you want to have. Do you
and
want
see, this
to
is this is what this is what's important, especially for small business owners, Debbie, because we very likely aren't in a position to overwhelm them with product or anything else. All we can do is appeal to the idea that we are like them, we connect with them. They think that we can help them solve this issue, and that we'll be
there.
They
want to trust you.
That's exactly right, and that's a huge thing. And you're exactly right, Debbie. This is a huge thing that small business owners are better at than anybody in the world, but we're the worst at in sometimes telling that story.
Mm-hmm. And you know what you said? You said you have to define yourself because cash flow is going to depend on it. Well, lots of parts of that cash is going to depend on it, because if you want to go get financing, you're going to have to tell your story, and you're going to have to tell a banker, a financier, somebody, you're going to have to tell them what, and when they say, oh, well, what is it you do, and how is it going to pay off?
Right.
They, you have to have that story. You have to have your, it can't just be your vision any longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a vision, it's a product. And I, by product, I'm saying the whole enchilada. Your business mm-hmm. is your product as well. So also reinventing. You mentioned the word reinventing mm-hmm. earlier. That's very important. You can't stand still. And if you're a one-trick pony, if you've got only one thing you're going to sell, that one product, that one good or service, you've got to be able to package it differently. And I'm talking about the overall.
Well, and reinvention doesn't mean that you change industries. It just means, as I've said many times, folks, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You can't fall in love with how you do it. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job, your dad. We appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure. Happy New Year, everybody. And I look forward to the New Year.
Let's have a good 2012 together. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. DebbieMeyer.com is her website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.